Here is one of those pleasant surprises you sometimes find in Provence. A café with a chef. It is not unknown for customers to come for breakfast, linger through the morning watching the village come to life, and then stay on for lunch. There is always a simple but varied menu that starts with open sandwiches and works its way up to the chef's specials of the day, which always include various forms of freshly made pasta. Now, good as the pasta is, my own favourite dish is always bresaola, and the way it is served. Bresaola is lean, top, round beef that has been air-dried, salted, and then it's left to age for 2 or 3 months until it is totally hard, and it's then cut into these beautiful, thin, almost transparent slices. What happens to it after that at Le Comptoir is what makes it so special. First of all, the sliced beef, it's laid out until it covers the entire plate, and then a little olive oil is floundered about, followed by generous flakes of Parmesan, and then tiny roasted potatoes are strewn around the rim of the plate, and a glass of good red wine is poured. And the conversation comes to a halt as the first mouthful is taken, and the taste buds spring to attention. For me, beef has never tasted so delicate. But lunch is far from over. Some room must be left for a slice or two of fiadone, the Corsican version of cheesecake. Yes, cheesecake. The key ingredient is Corsica's favourite cheese, bratu. This is mixed with eggs, milk, the zest of fresh lemons, and a nip of brandy. The taste, oh my goodness, it will make you feel like hopping on a plane straight away and flying straight to Corsica for your dinner.
The first sign of it came on a Friday. They'd flown me up to St. Thomas, some private golf resort, and I pretended I was giving a lecture. Really, it was just another sales pitch. I used to love my new job, but, well, the blush has come off the rose. I've landed, checked in. I've tried Laurel and Richard, taken 2 aspirin, refused a platter of French toast, forced 30 laps out of myself down at the pool. These last few moments I go through again and again and again, even with all the knowledge I have, or, well, at least used to have, I still think if I could just find that moment when it all started to turn. Well, I've begun realizing this is a cruel exercise, which I must avoid at all costs.